accurately record relevant specific and general circumstances surrounding risk of harm in accordance with state legislation, service policies and procedures and ethics. In Chapter 1, the different types of abuse were explained along with the indicators of abuse. It is important to note that each situation is unique and must be managed independently. However, there are some basic guidelines to follow that are effective and generally suitable. Most importantly, you need to decide the following. Click on the buttons to learn more.